Hello, this is Nikki with an article written by Heather. Three inspiring stories demonstrate that a visual impairment shouldn't be a barrier to following your dreams. First is a story about a charity from Bolton which is challenging perceptions about who can drive by organising racetrack days for visually impaired and disabled people. The charity Speed of Sight was set up in 2012 by blind racing driver Mike Newman. Mike was born blind, but has always loved cars and wanted to find a way to allow other visually impaired and disabled people to share his love of cars. As a child, Mike's dream was to be a racing driver, and over the years he has worked hard to find a way to live that dream. Along the way, he has held 9 records as the fastest blind person in the world. These include a car land speed record at 200 miles per hour, a truck land speed record at 120 miles per hour, and a water speed record at 102 miles per hour. Now Mike's charity organises race days to give others the opportunity to drive at high speeds using adapted cars with dual controls, twin steering wheels and spoken instructions. One of the charity's recent successes was a 2-day race meeting in July on the Isle of Man. A team of 20 volunteers and instructors helped run the event that allowed some 30 local visually impaired and disabled people to experience the thrill of high-speed racing. Meanwhile, on the archery field, a British Army veteran is preparing to compete against elite archers at the world's largest sporting event for blind and partially sighted athletes. Clive Jones from Newport in Wales will be competing at this summer's World Blind Games, which are being held in Birmingham from the 18th to the 27th of August. Clive was blinded 21 years ago in an unprovoked assault while he was serving in the army. It was during his rehabilitation with Blind Veterans UK that he fell in love with archery. Clive shot an international personal best for GB at last year's European Para Championships in Rome and hopes to improve further at this year's World Games in Birmingham. Clive credits the charity Blind Veterans UK with helping him to adapt to life after losing his sight. "That's where I started to accept, adapt and live like a blind man. They taught me how to live again. I can do most things now as I have the confidence and equipment to live independently thanks to them, and that's where I also took up archery." He added, "There were so many sports I had tried, but none were as therapeutic as archery. I suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder as well, and the relaxing feeling I get when I am shooting is phenomenal." Clive is hoping for a new personal best at the Birmingham Games, but also wants to inspire other blind and partially sighted people to take up sport and exercise, recommending the charity British Blind Sport as a route to finding out what is available in your area. And finally, there is visually impaired actor Richard Simpson, who has just completed a solo 485-mile walk to raise money for RNIB. Richard, who lives in Greenwich, London, walked the Camino de Santiago in Spain with just his white cane to assist him. The walk has raised money for the RNIB. Richard was keen to do something to support RNIB after losing 80% of his sight due to glaucoma. The undulating walk, crossing different terrains and mountains, runs from France to Santiago in northern Spain, following a well-known historic pilgrimage route. Since losing his sight, Richard has taken part in other physical activities to raise money for RNIB, and he believes that others living with sight loss like him should explore their own capabilities. His advice is, don't think about doing something, go do it.